Hey, buddy, a real lawman don't wear no vest. A real lawman, if he takes a bullet in his guts, he says, well, I deserved it.
You're on. It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Why are you sitting there at roll call as the sergeant is passing out bulletproof vests? You don't get in line for one of them. You just sit there smoking your camel. They say, hey, you want your vest? You look at him and say, let me tell you guys something. As everybody turns and looks at you. You think Wyatt Earp on the way to the gunfight at the OK Corral said, hang on a second, boys. I got to put my vest on now. You think Daniel Boone said, just a second, before we go out hunting Apaches, let me put my second-chance vest on. You think Davy Crockett, as he stood there at the Alamo, facing Sancho Panza and 80,000 burrito biters, you think he said, excuse me, boys, I got to put my second-chance vest on. Come on! If you're afraid of lead, you should be afraid to be a cop. I don't wear no vest. And you turn and walk away disdainfully. All the other boys stand there in front of the mirror, putting on their vest. But they can't look themselves in the eye. They can't look themselves in the eye. You go walking out there with nothing between you and a bullet but your big hairy chest. Well, you hit the street and sure enough, shots fired. The call comes over the radio. You get there and all these other lawmen, there they are, wearing helmets and visors and vests and flak jackets. Your partner, I mean, he can hardly walk. He's got so much hardware on. He got a bulletproof vest, he got a flak jacket, he's got a helmet, he's got a visor, he's got a gas mask on, he's got a crotch protector. You just step out of the squad car. He says, get down. You say, I ain't getting down. You say, hey, you maggots, the police are on the scene. The maggots break out the window, and they open fire. You just flip your .870 in your hand, and you use it as a baseball bat, batting the bullets aside. Yeah! Here I come, you maggots! With a mighty fist, you bend the barrels of their guns and throw them back in your squad car. When you get back there, your partner's been shot. You say, buddy, with all that protection, how'd you get shot? He's just lying there going, oh, God, they got me in the tongue. Jeez.